Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught on costs, priorities, and aims. Today, Paul will be teaching how God sees you. Let's join Paul now as he teaches how God sees you.
Good morning, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking quite extensively on this vision that God has put in our hearts and this dream, how He wants us to pursue this dream, how He wants us to act upon this vision, and to go out and to work for Him and to win soul for Him. We've been talking a lot about Abraham and discussing the different things and different parts of Abraham's life and what he went through, what he experienced, how God dealt with him, how God made a promise to him, and how God called him to sacrifice his son Isaac, even though he told Abraham that Isaac was going to be the one that he fulfills his covenant with. Talk about the different costs and how God has called each and every one of us and the dream that He gave us and the price that we pay. But the price that we are asked to pay is nothing to compare to what God has in store for us. And last week, we talked a little bit about considering the cost, the priorities, and the aims of our dream and our vision that God gave to us. We got to consider the cost. If we remember reading in Luke, where the first man attempted to follow Jesus through self-effort, but he could not fulfill his destiny through self-effort because he wasn't able to confront the challenges and the spiritual priorities and things without the supernatural call of God. And then the other one had to have proper priorities where he was called by God, but he wanted to go home and bury his father and take care of that. And we remember reading in Bible times when people died, that's how they get inheritance and things. And then the other one on the absolute aims, the third man desired to follow Jesus and Jesus on his own terms, but he wanted to go home and say goodbye to his family and say farewell and be with them a little bit before he left. But we need to get our priorities. We need to consider the cost, and the absolute aims that God has for us. Are we willing to do what we need to do to fulfill this dream and this destiny? And today we're going to kind of talk about how God sees us. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are mentioned frequently in the scriptures as spiritual fathers of the nation of Israel. Isaac, the son of Abraham, had two sons who were twins. They were Esau and Jacob. While these boys were in their mother's womb, you would read Genesis 25 through verses 22 through 23. It said, "The children struggled together within her, and she said, 'If it be so, why am I thus?' And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, 'Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.'" From before birth, Jacob's destiny was determined by God. Although he was the younger twin, he was chosen by God to receive the blessings and the privileges normally reserved for the oldest son. Back in the Bible days, usually the eldest son was the one that inherited and got, you know, the land or whatever. He was the one to stand in line to get the blessings and the inheritance from his father. From the time of his birth, Jacob did not really understand the destiny that rested upon him. Even in the birth process, Jacob tried to prevent his brother from being born first by grasping his heel. Some years later, Jacob persuaded Esau to sell him his birthright for a bowl of soup. Later on, Jacob deceived his father in order to gain the blessing that was to go to the oldest son, his brother Esau. Like I said, that'd be an interesting, good story to read. You need to get your Bible out and read that, because it would help you. It would help things to understand better for you on how all this ties together. Jacob's life was a tangled mess and web of adverse circumstances, most of which caused him himself. He brought all of those troubles on himself. He was a liar. He was a deceiver. He was a coward, always running away from problems. He was a master manipulator. This doesn't sound like a man with a divine destiny, does it? But God was not looking at Jacob as he was. He was looking at Jacob as a man who would birth the 12 tribes of Israel. God is not looking at you as you are. He is not shocked or appalled by your failures and your faults. He does not see you bound with fear and unbelief. He does not see you weak in the faith. God looks at you the same way he looked at Jacob. He sees someone who, when endued with his power and walking in obedience to his word, will be a very mighty person of valor. Many of the great men of the Bible experienced failures. Moses did. David definitely did. Peter and John Mark and even Paul. Yet God used these men as people of destiny. Do you see yourself as you are, or do you view yourself as God sees you? Perhaps it is time to change your perceptive of yourself. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as someone that is afraid to talk or afraid to put yourself out there, afraid of failure? Well, God sees you as a man of valor, as a woman of valor, as someone that is strong, someone that he can use, someone that he can go and put his power and his might in you and have you do mighty things. We just have to put our trust in God. We are full of the power if we just step out in faith. God has all these promises for us to claim and to do and to get and to achieve this dream. God would not have gave you that. God would not have given you that vision unless he knew that he, through you, could achieve it. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to use you to achieve that dream by giving you his power, his might, to do what you need to do to achieve this power. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you for this time that we can be together. Father, I thank you for the many promises that you have given us. Father, I thank you that you see us as how we can really be and not as how we see ourselves. That, Father, that you could give us the power, that you could give us the wisdom, that you could give us the words to say and do what we need to do to achieve this dream. Father, I pray that you will help us to claim that. And, Father, I pray that you will help us to see ourselves through your eyes, that we can achieve and do what you have set out for us to do. Father, I know we can be men and women of great valor by using your power, by using your wisdom. And Father, I pray that you will help us to tap into that and to claim those promises for ourselves and help us to be men and women of valor and to accomplish this dream and this vision that you have given to each and every one of us. Help us, I pray, and bless us, I pray, and open our hearts and our minds to see us as you see us, Be with us, I pray, Father. And I thank you for this time together. I thank you that we can depend upon you, and yet you are there to help us. Bless these words, I pray, and help it to grow into our hearts, and help us to realize we have that in Jesus' name. And Father, we will never fail to praise and honor and to thank you and to glorify you for this in Jesus' wonderful, precious name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, How God Sees You. Join Paul next week as he teaches In the Presence of God. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all materials. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.